AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pentagon leaders laid out new details about military tactics and explosives to bolster their argument that U.S. attacks destroyed key Iranian nuclear facilities. Donna Warder has a report.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is calling the U.S. attack on three Iranian nuclear sites as game-changing and historic, and he chastised the media for what he says was a leaked preliminary report that suggested the U.S. attack had only set Iran back a mere months.
Classified information is leaked or peddled for political purposes to try to make the president look bad, and what's really happening is you're undermining the success of incredible B-2 pilots and incredible F-35 pilots and incredible refuelers.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says the U.S. military's target at Iran's Fordo nuclear site was its ventilation shafts.
All six weapons at each vent at Fordo went exactly where they were intended to go.
When asked whether Iran moved any highly enriched uranium from Fordo to another site before the U.S. attack, Hegseth would only say, "We're looking at all aspects of intelligence and making sure we have a sense of what was where." Donna Warder, Washington.
The government's final estimate of first quarter economic growth came in worse than earlier estimates, the economy shrinking at a 0.5% annual pace from January through March. But there were also a couple of more upbeat reports. Durable goods orders grew more than expected in May. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. And Alex Vega reports mortgage rates have eased again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.77%, the fourth consecutive weekly decline. A welcome trend for home shoppers at a time when elevated borrowing costs remain a drag on the housing market. I'm Alex Vega.
Stocks rallied. The S&P gained 0.8%, closing just below its all-time high. The Dow rose 404 points, while the Nasdaq added about 1%. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh recaps last night's NBA draft.
Selected with the top pick, Cooper Flagg is officially headed to the Mavericks.
I just feel blessed for the way it all worked out.
The 18-year-old forward played one season at Duke, where he averaged 19.2 points and was named Men's College Player of the Year.
It feels surreal. I'm just playing the moments back in my head, standing up, hearing my name, and it went so fast. Like, it feels like a blur.
The Newport, Maine native is the second player born in Maine to be drafted.
It means a lot to me, you know, to have the support of the whole state.
He joins a Dallas team that was eliminated in the Western Conference play-in tournament.
I think my mindset has always been to be a winner. So I'm going to try and win, you know, as hard as I can anywhere I go.
Dylan Harper went second overall to the Spurs. Vijay Edgecombe was selected third by the 76ers. Con Knipple went fourth to the Hornets. Ace Bailey was taken fifth by the Jazz. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.